Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-453. Well, we've got some more depressing news for you. Oh, yes, we do. In fact, we haven't finished the first story from the Atlantic about a shocking number, or at least, you know, what would have been shocking until a few weeks ago, because now it seems like it's not really a surprise, but it's numbers that we hadn't had before, about the significant number of Americans who are just ready to embrace total tyranny, ready to embrace a complete wiping away of the idea of rights, like the right to free speech. The right to free speech, which includes the ability to express an unpopular opinion. In fact, that's kind of the whole point. Yeah. Behind freedom of speech is that you should be able to hold an unpopular opinion if you are in the United States and not go to prison, not be, you know, beaten to death.
Well, and the thing about free speech, too, is that, like, innovation, right, comes from people who think differently and think, you know, outside of the box. They think creatively, and they will either invent something or do something differently than everybody else does. And we've seen it before, right?
And it's unpopular.
Like with when email first came out, right? People said things like, well, why do I need to send an email? I can put a stamp on a letter.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? That kind
of
thing, right?
And now the numbers of letters being sent has dropped off a cliff.
Yeah, and so it was an unpopular opinion, right? So how do you innovate? How do you create new stuff? How do you discuss new ideas, you know, new technologies, new products, new services without freedom of speech? I don't understand the mentality here at all.
The mentality in this case is 70% of respondents in a 3,000-person survey conducted by The Atlantic at theatlantic.com, 7 out of 10 of them said, yeah, we should restrict people's ability to say things that may qualify as misinformation. Which, of course, wow, as you pointed out, nobody means anything that is contrary to the government's opinion.
Yeah, you have to have a ministry of truth to determine categorically, this is true, this is false. And if we determine it's false, you can't say it, you can't think it, you can't explore that idea.
Didn't they have that guy, remember in the George W. Bush Iraq invasion, everybody laughed because Iraq had like a minister of propaganda.
Yeah.
I forget what his name was, but he was like all over the television, and everybody just made fun of this guy. You remember him?
Well, he was their,
he was their minister of truth. That's what he was.
Basically, yeah, but he was their press secretary. Yeah. Every government has one.
But he had one of those names, like minister of truth. It was like one of those Orwellian, like really weird, creepy kind of names. I don't remember what the exact title was.
Was that his actual name, or was that something our media assigned to him?
Oh, I think it was his actual name, but I don't remember the exact phrasing. I was trying to find it during the break, and I couldn't pull it up.
But, I mean, we have the Department of Homeland Security. That doesn't sound Orwellian at all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll tell you more about this particular survey, because there's a little bit more to be revealed, and we'll do that here. But first, Steve is in Arkansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steve.
Good evening, guys. How you doing?
Good. You're on the air.
Good. I called last week. I don't know if you guys remember, and I was talking about how my wife is talking about being a libertarian. And that's a question. You know, I wanted to make the statement. I am sick and tired of all of the media, all of it. I mean, you've got CNN thinks that Trump's got three heads and spews fire and brimstone. Fox thinks that he's got rainbows shooting out of his rear end. You can't get. I mean, I just want the news. You know, I want to know what's going on. Give me some statistics. Let me know, because in Arkansas, we've only got about 800 cases. It's not a huge deal here, and I understand that in the bigger cities that it is. And our governor is one of only, I think, 5 states that don't have a stay-at-home order. Thank God. But you go to Walmart, you go to you go out, and everybody's wearing masks and you know, it's just like the footage that you see from, you know, from China or, you know, and I'm just like, what are we doing to ourselves? I think this hype that the media has created is far worse than the actual disease. And it's just, it's so frustrating because I just want to know what's going on. I don't want to hear your opinion about it. I don't want to hear your slant on it. Just tell me what's going on.
Yeah, and the problem with the media is that they are not incentivized to give you an unbiased opinion anymore, if they ever were.
I mean, they never really were, and there's no real competition because only six corporations have broadcast licenses. They control 95% of the media. So who's going to compete with them? You know, it's absolutely awful. And I like your insight on the media. I actually posted to Facebook the other day that the people that I'm sick of are the people who love Trump and the people who hate Trump.
Mm.
You know,
right.
I'm just sick to death of hearing about it. It's like being a child living with divorcing parents, and
constantly
they're both
fighting,
trying to get you on their side, and they don't care if they burn down the house,
yep,
proving that the other one is bad.
And they're both lying.
And
they've grounded us all.
Yes.
Right. And, you know, it's like I listened to Sebastian Gorka. I guess that's his name. I just started listening to him recently. And that guy, I mean, you would think that Trump is Jesus' brother.
yeah.
I mean,
Jesus' brother is named Craig Christ. If you
yeah,
Google that, you'll find a very hilarious song.
Yeah, by Stephen Lynch.
That's the one.
Stephen Lynch, bro. Yeah. But no, man, I've always been a conservative. I've always just kind of, given my government the benefit of the doubt. And I can't do it anymore. I'm done.
Welcome to the party, pal.
I'm glad they
finally... We're right there with you.
Yeah, I'm glad they finally pushed you too far.
Just remember, you can't go back and take the blue pill once you've taken the red pill.
No, once you've had the red pill, you can't go back.
Well, and that's what sucks about... I mean, I didn't vote for Trump in the primaries. I didn't envision wanting Trump to be my president. But I'm not going to vote for Hillary. I mean, what?
Yeah.
And I'm not going to vote for Bernie. So, it's like choosing the lesser of two or three evils.
You had me, and I'm not going to vote.
See, I'm voting for Vermin Supreme.
Me too.
Why Vermin Supreme? Because screw your system. That's why.
I mean, I'd probably vote for Vermin Supreme if I, you know, gun to my head, you have to vote. I would vote for Vermin Supreme just because I really do want a pony.
I mean,
everybody
thinks they want a pony, but then they actually get a pony, and then what do you do?
Yeah, well, there's a whole load of horse crap that goes along with having a pony.
Steve, anything else? Go ahead.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but in my view, the government has two jobs. That's to protect our borders and uphold the law. Not create new laws, uphold the law.
Oh man, they create new laws all the time.
Oh,
all the time
on the daily,
yeah.
And you know, it's just like I don't care what people do with their lives. If you want a same sex marriage, knock yourself out. If you want, the Supreme Court a few years ago when they passed the same sex marriage thing and forced, basically, in my opinion, that was the militant LBGQRXTRV, how many letters they have now. You know, it was that community. Just basically, Christians, you have to say it's okay now. They already had civil unions.
Well, the thing is, you don't have to
do what you want.
You don't have to say it's okay. And I draw the line at a very particular place on that issue. Like, the government should treat everybody equally. So
exactly.
If a straight guy can get married, then a gay guy should be able to get married to whoever they choose.
My position
but
on that, though,
when
is
it comes
different.
But what the government doesn't have a right to do is to force you to bake their wedding cake if you don't want to. You know,
exactly.
If you want to not participate, you have every right not to participate.
Well,
and
they ought to really just not even be involved in marriage at all.
That's what I'm
saying. That would be an improvement, a big improvement.
You don't need an organization of violence involved in your personal relationships, period.
Right, because all
you've
got
a wife for that.
All it does is it makes divorce really difficult, because then not only are you breaking up with your agreement with the person that you loved, but you also have this third party involved that's telling you all about what you have to do, and then they rule over you, and it's sad. Thanks, Steve, for the call. More coming up.
If you're attacked by a bear, a dog will throw himself into the mouth of the bear to save you. Dogs are dogs. They pour out their love onto you. Before long, you can't live without them. I have a chocolate cocker spaniel named Lady and a black mouth cur. He's about 120 pounds, and his name is Arlo. My little cocker, her coat's as soft as a stuffed animal. They're both real soft coats, and my dogs don't have any health problems because they're eating what they need to eat.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynovite is like pouring a multivitamin right onto their food.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
We'll be scooping our Dynovite onto the food, then squirting the liquor chops and the fish oil. They start salivating.
Dynovite is nutrition.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
It's a lot of responsibility owning a dog. I get my Dynovite at DINOVITE.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk.
Talk Live. You're invited if you want to join us here. Toll-free number 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And the pastor of disaster, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And nobody.
So, of course, we're talking about whatever is on your mind. Also going to come back around to this study that is very disturbing from The Atlantic, showing the shocking numbers of Americans, like 70%, support restricting people's ability to say things that may qualify as misinformation.
Dear 70%, you're dumb. Sincerely, me.
Meaning that they, well, it's whatever it is that's indifferent, or rather is contradictory to what the government's official line is about whatever it is the topic. In this case, COVID-19, coronavirus, but that will just be the beginning. Because if they can make it illegal to spread so-called misinformation about coronavirus, then they can make it illegal to spread misinformation about, well, any other topic whatsoever.
Yep. And there misinformation is anything that you disagree with the government on.
Right.
If the government says that the earth is flat and you disagree, then burn them at the stake.
Well, and let's just suppose for a moment that they do establish some sort of just COVID-specific ministry of truth, something that, you know, somebody who decides what is good information about COVID and what is bad information about COVID.
Mm-hmm. Now, they've been lying to us from the beginning, so they're hardly the people who are qualified to do that.
But that organization will never go away. And, in fact, what will happen, and, you know, you can look in a history book if you don't believe me about government entities, it will grow. And into an unwanted behemoth that then starts to control all of the information about whatever the hell they want.
Yeah, either they'll expand the purview of the agency, or they'll start finding a way to call everything on Earth COVID-related.
Yep.
By the way, just want to throw out a thanks to all of our followers on both Twitch and DLive.
Yeah.
Which are our two video streaming platforms. We had a guy, Marfugal News, who's a fairly well-subscribed character on YouTube and on DLive. He's got over 100,000 subscribers on YouTube, like 150,000 or something like that, and 15,000 of them on DLive. The other night on Saturday night, late night, when Vincent was doing his after show, Marfugal News did what they call like a host, where he put his channel's viewers, when he finished his show, he just sort of moved his channel's viewers over to our channel, and Vincent's view count went from like 25 or 20 to 700.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
In like the span of a minute.
Yeah, thank you.
So, yeah, and a lot of those folks, of course, then, you know, followed our channel, and so they're now watching us. And as a result of that, I think we've surpassed the DLive channel, the LRN DLive channel, has surpassed the Twitch channel. Even though Twitch had a year in advance, we were on Twitch for a year before we joined DLive.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have more viewers, or not viewers, but we have more followers on DLive, over 1,800, whereas... Is it 1,800? Yeah, we're up to... No, wait, I'm sorry. 1,200. We're over 1,200. And on Twitch, we've got over 1,100. So we've surpassed Twitch with our DLive followers. And you do get a little bit of a better video quality. You get 720p if you watch us on DLive. You can check it out at dlive.lrn.fm or over on Twitch also at twitch.lrn.fm. So give us a follow on either of those platforms, or both, for that matter. And also, for our listeners that are newer on those platforms, so we had a guy asking in the chat room on DLive, hey, can we call in? Yeah, of course you can call in.
Yes, please.
We are a call-in show. That is what we do here. That is what we prefer to do. I mean, I like you guys, but I see you all the time, so it's more fun to talk to people that we don't know.
Indeed.
And get your opinions on things. And so if you're watching...
Especially since the news only talks about one issue now.
Sure. Well, I mean, we talk about related things to that issue, but it's hard to find any news that's outside of that, because this is so widespread. This is so, not the COVID itself, but the response to the COVID, the tyranny, the violence from the state, the threats from the state. That's what people need to know about. They need to know about what's going on, not just like all the fear mongering about what the virus might do.
Well, now, as of yet, do you guys know anybody who has this thing?
Yes.
Really? I finally know somebody. He's one of our advertisers. He is also a regular, irregular caller to the show. His name's Greg in New York. He's actually Intercoin Greg. He's the guy who is the sponsor.
Oh, wow.
The main guy behind Intercoin. Now, there's a team behind Intercoin, but he's one of the major guys. He did come down with COVID-19 within the last few weeks. He has recovered from COVID-19.
So he didn't die.
He did not die. He did not even have to go to the hospital, from what I understand.
Nice.
His mother, who is in her late 60s, also contracted it, and she had an easier time with it than he did.
Wow.
So
I wanted to say
that's my understanding from what he told us on a call that we had with him today.
Yeah, so
off the air.
Back to the media thing, this oversaturation of the COVID thing by all of the media, specifically the oversaturation of all of these politicians who are trying to make themselves appear as if they're more important than they actually are by piping in about this stuff and, you know, going ahead and doing all of these things, right, that keep you at home and, you know, closing businesses and that stuff. Mm-hmm. It reminds me almost exactly of the same type of oversaturation we saw in Gulf War One. And I know you have to be old enough to remember Gulf War
One.
Right? When all of a sudden every major news outlet was carrying the war live.
Yeah.
And they would have like charts and graphs about how many bombs are being dropped and how many ships have been and all that kind of, they had the embedded reporters and
video of the bombs being dropped. Remember
live
the night vision looking green colored video? I remember that as a kid watching that.
24 hours a day. They would broadcast the war. And
well, that was when
was
CNN
disgusting.
Became a thing. You remember? That's kind of when they really went 24/7 or whatever with CNN News.
I had the opportunity to go back and just review. You can't find much of it, but if you Google it, you can find some footage of exactly what I'm talking about. And if you go back and you look at it, it looks like a poorly produced, over-sensationalized news satire. Is what it looked
back
like.
Back then, that was reality.
But it was reality, And this oversaturation now reminds me exactly of that.
Well, and people are afraid, and when people are afraid, they can be taken advantage of, they can have their rights taken from them. In fact, they will even beg for it, with 77% of the respondents to the survey that The Atlantic conducted supporting suspending all religious services and gatherings. Again, basic First Amendment kind of freedoms here. Perhaps the most striking feature of our results, this is again The Atlantic reporting, is the broad bipartisan endorsement of these liberty-restricting policies. Like other surveys, ours reflected a huge gap between Democrats and Republicans in their approval of President Trump's handling of the pandemic. 34% of Democrats expressed approval, while 88% of Republicans did. That's what you would expect. One might have reasonably concluded that different policy preferences were driving these responses. The Democrats want aggressive government intervention, which they feel the president has failed to deliver, while Republicans, encouraged by Trump's early dismissal of the outbreak, preferred a wait-and-see or laissez-faire approach. But our findings suggest that's not the case. Democrats and Republicans alike are willing to sacrifice civil liberties to fight the virus. The two groups show almost identical levels of support for detaining sick people in government facilities, conscripting people to work, prohibiting the spread of misinformation, and banning all people, citizens and non-citizens alike, from entering the country.
Wow.
So basically the same results on all those questions between Democrats and Republicans.
Well, I've been saying for years that there's not a dime's worth of difference, and
there
apparently I was right.
Here's an illustration of it right here.
That's right. So the only thing they differ on is whether they like Trump or not, basically. That's it. 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. You can join us here, 855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves here with us on Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump says medical equipment continues to be distributed around the country. At a White House briefing, the president says hospital beds and ventilators are being sent out.
In total, we have deployed 8,450 hospital beds from federal stockpiles. And, you know, if you think this is done over a period of, really a period of weeks, it's incredible, actually. More than 8,000 ventilators have been sent.
President Trump also says a call with former Vice President Joe Biden went well today. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is now fighting coronavirus from intensive care. A spokesman for No. 10 Downing Street says Johnson's condition became worse on Monday. Johnson was taken to the hospital late Sunday, and the Wisconsin Supreme Court blocks Democratic Governor Tony Evers' order to postpone Tuesday's elections. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms for you, where you can call in, bring up whatever you want. With you here tonight, you've got Ian.
And some guy with a giant goatee.
And nobody.
Liberty.menu is where you can go if you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, although it seems like there are even fewer of those people now than there ever were before, with a surprising number of so-called libertarians supporting a crackdown on freedom, or at least not opposing it. So if you're not opposing it, then you're kind of like supporting it, in my book. Liberty.menu is where you can go to promote the thing that you do. Maybe you got a business or digital content that you're the creator of. You can let people know that you exist, and you can also, of course, rate and review other people's businesses over at Liberty.menu. And you can use code FTL on your user profile to get a Free Talk Live listener badge. That's Liberty.menu. Again, open phones here every night. You can bring up what you want. I'm going to share a little bit more here from this story at The Atlantic, where they've done a study with 3,000 respondents looking at surprising numbers of Americans, both Republicans and Democrats, who support wiping away constitutionally protected rights
Remember, the Constitution doesn't give you rights. As a human being, right. You have rights because rights are a good idea. We like the idea of rights because it helps us live in a more free society. And we used to believe, people, at least I thought, used to believe that freedom was a good thing to have.
It was important.
Yeah. Well, apparently not. Apparently, as long as there's something scary out there,
yeah.
Whether it be, you know, some other government or a virus that you can't see.
The invisible man.
That gives people enough excuse to just say, you know, well, that freedom, it's overrated. I'd rather have safety. If anything, I just want to be safe. Just let me breathe, suck air for the rest of my life inside a padded cell. That's living.
Well, I say we will fight them on the beaches, we will fight them in the country and in the city, and we will never, never surrender.
Where's that from?
Thank you, Churchill.
That was a misquote of Churchill. I can't remember exactly what he said.
Yeah, Churchill's speech.
Yep.
A little bit more from The Atlantic. Democrats and Republicans alike are willing to sacrifice civil liberties to fight the virus. The two groups now show almost identical levels of support for detaining sick people in government facilities, conscripting people to work, prohibiting the spreading of misinformation, and banning all people, citizens and non-citizens alike, from entering the country.
Read that as an equal level of cowardice across those two parties.
That's right. 74% of Democrats supported each of the 8 proposed policies, all of which were unconstitutional, while 71% of Republicans did. So, statistically insignificant difference there. The small disparity contrasts with several recent survey findings showing that Americans with different political affiliations are responding to the crisis very differently. For example, The Atlantic reported Friday that blue states are responding more aggressively to the outbreak than red states are. And NBC News' Wall Street Journal poll conducted last week found Democrats were 28 percentage points more likely to be concerned about someone in their family getting COVID-19 than Republicans. Even so, both sides are convinced that aggressive measures are needed to save lives. And they finally wrap up with this bit here. Often, efforts to roll back civil liberties face political opposition, but now bipartisan support for rights-restricting COVID-19 responses could smooth the path for constitutional erosion. James Madison predicted as much when he described constitutional rights as, quote, parchment barriers, unquote. Mm. Easily transgressed when the majority is so inclined. And indeed, history presents numerous examples of liberty violations made in the face of security threats. The Alien and Sedition Act, signed into law by President John Adams, Japanese-American internment camps during World War II, and the use of torture after 9/11. After the threat has subsided, Americans must recognize any constitutional violations for what they were, lest they become the new normal.
Well, and I mean, if you open a history book, they don't roll back.
That's the point.
Can you name one that rolled back?
The government, the Constitution has either authorized such government as we have had, or it has been powerless to prevent it. In either case, it is unfit to exist. Lysander Spooner.
And also, they presume that the threat will subside. Because, again, they say after the threat has subsided.
Yeah.
They're already setting you up in these media stories talking to these government bureaucrats. They're already setting out the idea that, well, this could be a seasonal thing. This could be coming back.
Yeah. The flu is already seasonal. Right. There's no reason to believe this won't be seasonal.
Right. And so if they've taken away all these liberties, and you were commenting, I think, during the break on how short of a time span
this
has
occurred. Overnight, man.
Virtually.
Almost. I mean, I was in here doing a show one day on, like, a Saturday, and then, like, I came in Monday to do the show, and the world had turned upside down.
Yeah. Shock and awe. You know, they did it so fast that people couldn't even think about it or realize what they were doing.
Well, and there's plenty of time to think now, but still the numbers are supportive of it.
No.
All these same sentiments, I believe, wasn't during the Patriot Act, mm-hmm. right? These same sentiments were being thrown about by the media about, well, it's supported bipartisan style,
right.
Like, you know, because we're all afraid of the
you don't want terrorists around, do you?
Right? Mm-hmm. So we got to pass this Patriot Act.
I don't want terrorists around. Let's get rid of the government.
Yep, exactly.
But, you know, you don't want terrorists around, so, you know, we got to pass this bill. It'll only be temporary.
Yeah. That's what the terrorists always say.
The Patriot Act is the most permanent thing.
As a government program, right?
Nothing more permanent than a temporary government program.
Well, who was that? Mark Twain or something?
No, that was Ronald Reagan.
Really?
Oh, you're right. It was Reagan.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, again...
Well, you know what Nancy says? If you can't beat them, nuke them.
So again, the idea being that the threat could possibly subside. The government doesn't have an interest in that happening.
No.
The government does not want this threat to subside. They always want people to be afraid that COVID-19 or its next iteration, because it
COVID-20
will mutate,
or 21 or whatever it's going
to
be,
will be around and be in that people will need to continue to be afraid. And to me, it's really what's the most scary is what people's response is to this. I'm not afraid of COVID-19, okay? And if I were 70 years old...
I'm afraid of cowards.
Yeah, and if if I were 70 years old, I'd be saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I was really proud to find out that my own mother, who is going to be turning 70 next year, is still out at her shop. She's still working. Or at least she was as of the last time I spoke with her, which was like a week ago. That was before lockdown, so maybe she's not there now. But she, you know, despite all the propaganda, and she's, you know, she's like a Republican or whatever, so she would buy some of this stuff, I would have thought. Mm. But I was really surprised to hear that she's still running her store.
Perhaps you've had a good influence on her.
I don't know about that. I wouldn't go so far as to say that. But I don't think that... And we've had some older folks call this show. Some older ladies have called. You've been on Saturday nights, Captain Kick-Ass, over the last couple of weeks, where we've had some ladies in their early 70s, late 60s.
Oh, some
60s.
Awesome ladies.
Who are just like real firecrackers calling in like they don't care about COVID-19. They'd rather have their freedoms. So there's definitely still some people out there. And, you know, it's apparently only about 25% of us. But there's definitely still some people out there who appreciate freedom. And maybe it will come down to having to separate from these wussies.
Well, what would scare me more than dying if I was an old person would be dying in a room alone without my family, without the ability to say goodbye, without the ability to complete my business. Yeah. On this earth, because, you know, if you're that age, death is coming. It's not going to be long. You shouldn't have to die alone.
What surprises me is this virus, you know, compared to other potential, you know, life-threatening global sort of, you know, epidemic, pandemic, whatever you want to call it, it's kind of a pussy virus. You know what I mean? It's not that strong. It's not like the plague, right? It's not like the bubonic plague.
No, it's nowhere even close to some of the...
You know what I mean?
It's the horrors that might set the world.
Yeah. It might be a little worse than the flu when all is said and done. It might be not as bad as the flu when all is said and done. We won't know for a little while. But, you know, by way of comparison to other diseases that have affected mankind, this thing is tiny. Right. And but the reaction to it is huge. It's like the reaction to it is as if the bubonic plague has come back and now everybody is suddenly at risk for the bubonic plague.
Yeah.
Toll free number.
Bubonic plague was brutal.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Speaking of death, police in Brooklyn recently broke up a funeral. Dispersed a large crowd.
Gathering of more than 10, I assume.
People. We'll tell you about it on the way here. You can bring up what you want on Free Talk Live.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where
where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can bring up whatever you want here. Toll free number 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call in line rooms. They're at discord.lrn.fm. In fact, there's a couple folks waiting there. We'll get it to your calls here in just a moment. With you tonight, it's Ian
and L Captain Kickass.
And nobody.
Want to say thanks to Paul Gibbons, who is a Free Talk Live gold amplifier. That means Paul is contributing $10 a month to what we do here at Free Talk Live, and it is more important now than it's ever been.
Yeah, for real.
Prior to this whole COVID-19 thing, some days the news was just like, whatever, there's nothing going on, only dig back into the evergreens. Now I've got so many news stories, there's no way we could possibly cover it all. There's so much that we need to get out there to people. And as some of the folks in our DLive chat have been pointing out, there's no other show that's doing this level of coverage at this level of media exposure that we have.
We're the only freedom-oriented program in radio, right?
That's not true. There are some local libertarians on some talk stations around the United States, but we're the only ones on the national
syndicated level
that are doing this.
But still, I mean, that's a very small portion of, you know.
Very small.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've only got 200 stations. They're not the biggest stations, but we're there.
Help us out, please, listeners.
Yeah, and we could have more stations. We could have 300 stations. And the fact is, I think that radio is going to see some tough times here, too. We have covered already that newspapers are going out of business. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's been going on for two decades. But it's going to push a lot of them that were kind of on the precipice, over the edge. Advertisers are canceling their advertising on not just newspaper, but also on radio. And why would somebody want to advertise if
there are no customers who could come through their door.
Yep.
So it's going to be a real tough time for, I think, the radio business as well. We're going to stay here. We're going to continue. We keep doing what we do. So we have basically no overhead.
Right.
You know, we're sitting here in my living room. You know, there's not like it's not like we're paying a rent bill to be on the air. So luckily, we've got some great advertisers that have supported us for a long time, like Roger Veer over at Bitcoin.com. Of course, Intercoin came on board recently, and some other, you know, longtime listeners who've become advertisers on the show, which means they're likely to, you know, stay with us, which is great. And again, it's best also if we don't have to rely on advertising dollars, which is one of the things the AMP program helps us do. So if you want to help us decentralize the support behind the show, this is a good way to do it. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, like Paul Gibbons has done, and you can become an amplifier for just $5 a month, or Bitcoin, BTC. We can do that too at ampamp.freetalklive.com.
And if for some reason you can't, you know, your times are tough for a lot of people, losing their jobs and stuff,
yeah,
you know, there are other things you can do to help us out. You know, share the show. Share the URL on your favorite social media, whatever. You know, tell people about it. You know, talk
about it. There's no better time than doing it now because people are looking for something to do.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're looking for something to fill their time with, and we can do that because we've got 21 hours a week.
We would appreciate
Free Talk Live, plus the after shows as well. You threw a few more hours in there. So let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Gene, the Christian Anarchist, he's on our Discord call-in lines. Go ahead, Gene.
Hey, for almost 50 years, I've been waiting for the economic collapse, and I never would have guessed in my wildest dreams that it would have been blamed on a virus.
Right.
Because it is, I mean, obviously the collapse is coming because of over 50 years of very poor financial decisions, but they're going to, the history is going to write down that this was caused by a virus.
Right, but it was caused by the government. It was caused by these power-mongering governors who have cracked down on industry.
It absolutely was, and I think they've been waiting for an instance like this so that they could put all this into play. I'm sure they had all these plans ready.
Imagine the salivation going on at the the bureaucratic level.
Okay, but wait, Gene, why now? Why this time? Why not, you know, one of the previous virus outbreaks that have happened over the last decade or two? Why this one?
I think maybe just because this one's got such a good foothold and started with a good number of deaths, and they figured, you know, we're probably not going to get another opportunity like this. So I think they just jumped on it. But I've been looking at the predictions. You know, there's a website that has predictions. It's called healthdata.org. And their projections on total deaths have actually come down over 10,000 in the last week. They were like 91,000 total deaths by summer. And now they're down to 81,000. So even they're dropping their predictions on the seriousness of this as we get more and more medicines that are showing to be effective. Obviously, the treatment's going to be better and better as we go. Probably by the end of this month, I suspect that, you know, it's going to be pretty well figured out.
Yeah, and also as testing gets more widespread, because there was a huge disparity between German numbers and the numbers of the rest of the world, and, you know, normally you would think, well, maybe they're not keeping very, very good records and the odd man out, but this is Germany we're talking about. They kept great records of their own crimes against humanity. So the thing is, Germany has had a lot of tests. If you only test people when they're at death's door, then you're going to have a lot more people who test positive and then die. But if you test everybody, you're going to find out that the disease is way more widespread than you think, and that most people aren't showing symptoms. It's not a big deal for most people.
Yeah.
And I'd like to point out something. I hang around with a lot of pilots. I'm working on one of my airplanes at this airport. And so we sit around and we talk. And these guys, most of them are ex-military. Some of them are retired airline captains. But I'm seeing something that I've never seen in the conservative crowd. These people are actually bringing up the R word, revolution.
Nice.
And they are thinking that, you know, this, they're just getting pushed around too much and getting too much of their money stolen from them. And pretty much all of these guys are starting to get fed up, And these are your rock solid men in society. You know, these are the guys mm-hmm. that you would least suspect
right.
would be having these kind of thoughts going through their heads.
Well, I have, I have heard that ammunition sales are through the roof. Gun sales have skyrocketed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we see this from time to time when government does things like this. But the level that it's at now, supposedly, I don't have any facts to quote you, but supposedly it's not letting up. It's at a good clip.
Well, I don't know what it's going to look like, but I'm excited to find out at this point, because any kind of change in a more positive direction, I'm all for it.
Absolutely.
Well, it's going to be a very painful transition, and I'm not happy about the pain that we're going to be going through.
Not that I support conservative revolution over any other. I mean, I'm not excited about a bunch of conservatives telling me what to do.
The thing is, anything that smashes up the status quo then gives us an opportunity to carve out a place for ourselves.
Right, maybe New Hampshire
can
go its own
side
way.
I can fight side by side with conservatives. I just don't want to live under them when it's over.
There you go. Thanks, Gene, for your call tonight. Appreciate it. That's Gene, the Christian anarchist, and he joined us on our Discord server. I'm going to play just a clip here from, I did finally find the video of what happened in New York. Now, Captain Kickass, you can see this footage from where you're standing. Look at the number of, I believe these are Hasidic Jews that are... They got the funny hats and
certainly more than 10.
We're talking about hundreds. There are hundreds of people in the streets in New York City with traffic cops. This is not 6 feet, the traffic cop says over her PA.
From inside the car.
Right. Sorry to anybody who's driving thinking that's a real cop. So there's one guy going up talking to the police in this case. They're having a funeral is what's going on here. One of their brothers passed away allegedly due to COVID-19. And the police decided they were going to respond by coming out in force. So they have this automated message that they're
relaying. Disrupting a funeral. Yeah. That's like Westboro Baptist Church level bad.
Look at the number of people. I mean, you're talking about hundreds of people in the streets in this funeral. And the cops decided they were going to roll in. Now, they only have one cruiser on the scene at this point in the video. But according to the story, they did disperse. The crowd did disperse after the police had shown up. But if they didn't, if the crowd decided they were going to stay for the rest of the funeral, or maybe it had just ended, who knows? Mm-hmm. I'm not sure at which point the
So then
cops
do they start
up.
Rounding up the Jews?
Right. Right. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, just a massive number of people in the streets. Had these people not left, I mean, look at them. All over the place. Had they not left.
And they're wearing masks.
Right.
So it's not like they're ignoring
the thing.
And gloves,
too, it looks like.
But there was nothing. There would have been nothing the police could have done had they had these people stayed in the streets.
Oh, build a concentration camp, round up the Jews. It's been done before.
They did it before.
I guess they could have started firing.
More coming up. Hour number 3 is next. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.